Good morning, everyone. Welcome here, everyone. Welcome to those who are new. Welcome to those online. Good to see everyone this morning. Hallelujah. God is here. And we are here to worship him this morning. Let's all stand and start praise and worship together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll get right into it this morning. God is great.
Thank you. Thank you.
there is a name. Oh, there is a name that I love to call. It stands alone and conquers all. And every chain and every wall will be released and have to fall.
You stand alone. There's no God like you. No name like your name. No power like your power, no authority like yours. And Lord, oh God, we are so graciously favored of you. We can make mention of your name. And as we speak that name that's above every other name, all knees bow, all tongues confess your Lordship. Thank you, Father, for another day that we can celebrate with thanksgiving your goodness. How wonderful you are. How awesome you are, creator of all that is. Lord, what is it that we look at that we are not wowed by? Is it how our eyes function? Is it how we grow? Is it, oh God, when we look, oh God, at the ocean and we look out, oh God, into the wilderness and we look out, oh God, to the skies. Everywhere we look, we see your awesomeness, your glorious presence permeate all things. You're the God who created all these wonderful things. You look at us. Dust you made us out of, but you breathe into us your very essence, your very life. You made a pile of junk a treasure. We bless your holy name. We sing your awesome name. And we see, oh God, your fullness made manifest. And every satanic agenda brought to naught. For by your name we stand strong and a mighty force.
Savior, Savior, Yahweh, Yahweh.
you're the God who's with us. God who will never leave us nor forsake us. In your presence we have life. Blessed be your holy name. You are our Ebenezer. You are, O God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sitkinu, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom. Oh, mighty God. Thank you. That you made us part of your family. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We serve an awesome God. Thank you, worship team. Just awesome. Praise God. We serve a living God. Amen. And this God that we serve never fails. I was talking to a dear sister yesterday evening, and she made a very striking statement. She said, God knows my address. I thought that was powerful. God knows my address. God knows me. I want you to be reminded of that very fact this morning and throughout this day. God knows you. He knows your name. He knows your history. He knows your past. He knows your present. He knows your future. And the God who loves you will keep you. He will sustain you. He will uphold you with his right hand of righteousness. Therefore, this day, you have no reason to worry. Let me say it again. This day, you have no reason to what? Worry. I don't care how big the problem is, how challenging it might seem. Your God is more than enough. Amen? He is more than what? Enough. He's able to match up with anything that the enemy throws at you. He's your keeper. He's your protector. He's your provider. He's your peace. He's everything you will ever need. When it seems like everything is going south, there is a God who will catch you, who will lift you up and establish you with his goodness. Let me read you something this morning before Mama comes and leads us in our time of prayer. From the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, beginning to read from verse 4. I want you to know today that God will reverse every misfortune. Praise the Lord. What did I just say? Amen. God will reverse every misfortune. It says the bows of the mighty men are broken. Say amen. And they that stumbled are girded with strength. You may be the one stumbling, but now you're going to be girded with strength. Praise the Lord. Verse 5 says, watch this. It says, they that were full have hired out themselves for bread. Once upon a time, they looked like they were the ones in charge. He says, but there is going to be a reversal because they're going to be hiring themselves out for bread. There's a reversal. Somebody say, there's a reversal. And they that were hungry ceased. Hallelujah. Once you are hungry, that stops. It says, so that the barren had borne 7. And she that had many children is waxed feeble. This is the story of Hannah and Peninnah. And Hannah is testifying. You see, it is said by the rabbis that as Hannah began to have her children, Peninnah, who had a whole host of them, her children started dying. Until she was left with 2, and she recognized that the reason she was having problems was because as Hannah was increasing, she was decreasing. So she handed over her 2 children to Hannah and said, Hannah, give them your name. So Hannah, who had 5 children, ended up with 7. And Peninnah ended up with nothing. Somebody listening. God is reversing your misfortune. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, listen to this. It says, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Verse 7. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. Verse 8. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. Hear this. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. From poverty to inheriting the throne of glory. Hallelujah. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. God is in charge. Say it with me. God is in charge. Say it this way. My God is in charge. And he favors me. He opens doors for me. And nobody can shut them. Hallelujah. Say this with me. I am on God's side. And God is on my side. And because God is for me, nothing can stand against me. You receive that word? Then shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Amen. Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer. And as we receive this time of grace in the presence of God, let God bring fulfillment to everyone. Set your eyes on him, the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't look at your circumstance. Look at the bigness of your God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Children, come quickly. I like your shoes. Bless you, Sonny. Hi. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Good day, everybody. Well, let's stretch our hands and pray for our children. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for all our teachers and all our children. We lift them before you, Almighty God. They are your property. All our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world. The Lord reigns over every one of us. From age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those in the womb, those in every walk of life, every decade of life, remember them now. Remember us, O Lord. Remember us, O Lord. Can you say, remember me, Lord? In the mighty name of Jesus. You are their healer. You are their provider. You are their protector. We receive all of this from you. May your name be magnified and glorified forevermore. We thank you for how you have been keeping us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. God bless you, children. See you later. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word, we receive you because your word says, for the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We receive spirit and life. We're full of abundance of your life. We receive your life, which is now our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in the service this morning. Minister grace to every one of us. May all your children flourish in your courts. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to do a quick prayer. Apostle is preaching somewhere this morning, and I'm going to be preaching here. So I think he's on his way right now. So, Father, we thank you that you go with the man of God. Go before and behind him. Take him to where he's going. And be with me here. Be in both services. May your name be magnified. Let the word of the Lord come with your power, with your favor, with your goodness and your mercy. It is you that needs to take all the glory. We lift every family before you, those at home and those that are here. We heard your word this morning. Your word says that you are turning every misfortune around. You are touching our lives. The crown of glory is being placed upon every one of us. We shall serve the Lord, and we shall follow your decree, and we shall magnify your name. In the services, both services, let your healing virtue flow as your word flow. Let restoration come. Let your mercy come, and let your truth come. In Jesus' mighty name, bless our seed sown to your glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. God day, everyone. It's hallelujah. Well, we normally read scriptures together. Apostle read you, so we're going to read it back together. So it's only a few verses, so 7 verses. He read from 1 Samuel chapter 2, so from verse 2 to 8. So let's let it be that we read the word together this morning. All right, put it back on the screen, and everybody, it's your time to open your voice during the service, other than saying amen, hallelujah, and all of that, you get to speak the word out of your own mouth. Say amen. Say amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you speak out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the word is established. So as you read this together again, may the word of God be established for you and your family. Say amen. All right, let us read. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Say amen. Say, he's my rock. This is your prayer time. Say, he's my rock. Verse 3. Take no more so exceeding proudly. Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Say amen. Someone say, I receive. knowledge from my God. Say amen. Verse 3. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. Say, I'm strengthened. Say, I'm strengthened. Keep on going. Hallelujah. Verse 5. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. Say, I have ceased from hunger. Me and my family, we shall never lack. Say amen. So that the barren had born 7, and she that had many children is waxed feeble. Say, my season has come. I shall remain fruitful forever and ever. Say amen. So it's not only having children from physical children, you're going to have fruitfulness in everything. So some people are going to have 7 businesses. They will be fruitful. Say amen. So everything you do that concerns you shall be fruitful. Say amen. Say amen to everything that that word contains. Say amen. All right, verse 7. 2 more to go. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Say amen too. You know, many people have interpreted this scripture that God doesn't kill. That's not true. He kills. He gives life and he also kills. He tells you not to kill, but the things he has created can take you out. The earth is designed to take out rebellious people. He said the earth, open up. The earth can bring his harvest. The earth can also take the harvest. Swallow up murmurers and deceivers and wicked people. Who made the earth? God. So does the earth kill? Does storm kill? So God makes things. So when he removes his hand, those things, they come after you. May God's hand be upon you and your family. Say amen. Did God design hell for his angels that have fallen? So is that a killing place? So please, always go through the word of the Lord. Say amen. Stop following man and man's way. Follow the living God. Follow what the word says. Say amen. Hell is designed for devils and his co-angels that have deceived us and demonized, but it's not designed for us. But when we don't follow the word of the Lord, there's going to be hell. How do we know? Lazarus, the rich man, and Lazarus. Lazarus made it to the bosom of Abraham, and the rich man went to hell. So is that a destructive place? All right, so when we say amen, that helps us to make sure we stay on the Lord's side. Somebody say, I'm on the Lord's side. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. All right, verse 7. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifted up. Remember, this is a prophetic word coming out of the mouth of Hannah. She went into deep prayer. And suddenly the word of the Lord beyond herself, beyond her knowledge flow. All scriptures are inspired by the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost starts speaking through her mouth. Say amen. So you can't be taking plus scripture and minus scripture. The word of the Lord is inspired by the living God. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May God take me to a rich place. He said he maketh poor, so you will not be part of those he maketh poor. You'll be part of those who become rich. Yes. Say amen. Yes. Say amen. Yes. He bringeth low and lifted up. May God not bring you low. May he lift you up. Yes. Say, Lord, lift me up, lift me up, lift me up, lift me up. Yes. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May you be rich in health, rich in wealth, rich in the word of the Lord, rich in the things of the Spirit. Rich in everything good. Say amen. Lift your hand up and say, Lord, lift me up. Say amen. Is that your prayer this morning? Say amen. One more, verse 8. He raised up the poor out of the dust. Somebody say, he's raising me up now. So your level of poverty is over. You are no longer in that level. You are risen. Hallelujah. Lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my level has changed. God has taken me out of poverty and beggar. Is there anything like beggarship? Poverty and beggarship. It's taking me out of it. Hallelujah. My position now is among princes. And to make them inherit the throne of glory. Say, me and my family, we will inherit the throne of glory. Say amen. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. Hallelujah. Anything that is going to build your life, build your family, build your business, build your ministry, build your health, the pillars are from the Lord. And God is going to build you up. God is going to build you up. This building is big and it's been built for decades. And there are mighty pillars holding it up. This is the work of man's hand, and much more the work of God's hand. May God build you and your family. Build me and my family with his pillars. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he has set the world upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said the foundations, the pillars are made out of water. Can you imagine water holding up everything? That's the water of his word. His word holds everything. So let me pray so we can finish this part of the service. So Father, we thank you for your word. This word is permeating my life, everyone hearing the sound of my voice. You're touching every one of us right now. You're bringing all of us back to what matters. That our dependency is not on man, but on you, the living God. Build every one of our lives. Build our lives today. Build it and remove us from every place, from the place of dunghill, beggarship, poverty, and lack, and shame, and sorrow. Lift us from it all. In the name of Jesus, you are the answer and the solution, and our trust is in you. We thank you, Almighty God, for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace, we speak peace to Jerusalem. Peace, peace, peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to everyone hearing the sound of our voice. Remember your everlasting covenant to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And remember all the nations of the earth. For you say, out of Abraham, all nations of the earth shall be blessed. We receive that blessing now. We receive it upon every nation, upon every island of the sea, upon every first nations, every human that's calling on the name of the Lord. Savior, Savior, save everyone in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift all before you. Those that are sick, may they be healed, be restored, be made whole. May the Lord be enough. In Jesus' name, let your word come now with power, with grace, favor, mercy, and truth, healing, deliverance, restoration, and a lifting up and a promotion. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glorious God, we bless your holy name. Praise God. All right. Well, this morning, you can see Apostle was here, but he had to go minister somewhere, so he's there under the unction of speaking the living word to others. Hallelujah. You know, we normally travel quite a bit, but since COVID, we've not really gone, traveled as much, but we've been speaking the word from here to many nations. Hallelujah. So we did not stop going to the nations. We just went in a different way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So glory to God. But time is coming again very soon when that will happen. Hallelujah. All right, this morning, I'm going to be speaking to you. So since he's been home, we didn't travel, so he's been the one doing most of the preaching to us. Because so you can really enjoy and get fully loaded. Have you been blessed? Have you been blessed? So even me too, I've been enjoying it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But this morning, the word of the Lord is going to come to us. So I'm going to be speaking on a place. I did promise that I will talk about this in one of, I don't know when I said it, but I remember saying it. So I'm going to talk about that today. A place within a place. Hallelujah. Did you remember I said that? I said one day I'll talk about it. So praise the Lord. There is nothing new in under the sun. The word of the Lord is all we have. At the end of the day, everything will pass away, but not one word shall pass away. So all we have is the word. Say amen. So this morning I'm going to talk about a place within a place. How many of you like to know that place? Most of you, you do know this. There's a scripture that every believer prays. At least if you've been a believer for 6 months, you know the scripture. So who wants to guess? Huh? John 14. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right, let me continue because of time. So I just looked up and I saw the time. Wow. So I've not even started. The time is going, so I do need a lot of time. So praise the Lord. John 14 is good. Jesus is going to prepare a place for us. Hallelujah. Amen. In my Father's house, there are what? Many mansions. Okay, so you do know that. So all right, let us. That's not the one I'm looking for, but that's the word of the Lord. Every word of the Lord is great. And I always say it is yummy. All right, a place within a place. You know, Apostle said this morning that he was talking to somebody yesterday and the person said, God knows my address. I wasn't part of that conversation, but that is the truth. God knows your address. He knows exactly where you are. He knows what you do and what you're doing and how you're doing it. A place within a place is a place where God shows up. We want him to show up. How many of you want God to show up? Hallelujah. You can be right here, right now, and things look normal, but it can change in a moment. Say amen. Hallelujah. Most times, it's bad news that changes people. Sometimes they're just going on their day, and everything is going very well, and all of a sudden, they hear bad news. They were so happy. They were on high, and all of that, and all of a sudden, everything about their life changes because of the bad things they've heard. But that's not what you're going to hear today. You're going to hear good news. So instead of your life falling down, you're going to rise. Somebody say, I'm going to rise. Say amen. So what is this place within a place? It's going to be explained through the scriptures we're going to go through. Now, the first thing, scripture we're going to look at is Psalm 91. I say, if you've been a believer for 6 months, you know the scripture. Hallelujah. If you don't know it, put it as part of your life. Psalm 91. I won't read all of it because you need to read all of it on your own time. Say, he that what? Dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So there is a secret place. God has a secret place. You can be with everybody. I'm here with all of you and you are with me. But I'm in a place. I'm present here. But I'm also in a place. Hallelujah. So today I'm going to teach you how you're going to learn how to live in that place. Not sometimes when you're in crisis. You got to learn how to live. This should be your address. Somebody said, this is my address. Under the shadow of the Almighty God. You dwell there. Say, he that dwelleth. So that's your dwelling place. That's your residence. Yes, your physical address is your address. Your physical nation is your nation. But that is not your dwelling place. Say amen. You live under the shadow of the Almighty. What is the shadow of the Almighty? I'll get to it in a moment. Somebody say, if I've not been aware of dwelling, I'm going to dwell there. So it's not a psalm of, oh, problems are going on, let me pray protection. Yes, that's what it is, but it's beyond that. When you dwell in this place, all the benefits of the remaining of the psalms become yours. I put verse 2. I'm going to read verse 1 to 4. Psalm. I will say of what? The Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Hallelujah. Your trust is in you. Verse 3, in the Lord. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noise pestilence. It's noisome. Pestilence. Those are plagues and all kinds. Like what is going on? COVID falls into that. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. I personalized it for myself. Say amen. Say amen. So God has a shield. There's a protection. So as I move this morning, I'm under that place. As I'm speaking to you, I'm in that place. Say amen. So if there's any arrow flying right now, it cannot touch me. I am living inside somebody. Take me to, we'll come back to Psalm 91 in a moment. Take me to Colossians 1. 13, so we can bring the new covenant, Jesus, into it. This is Jesus. Say, who had delivered us from what? The power of darkness, and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. You are living in a kingdom. Yes, you live in Canada, you live in America, you live in Israel, you live in Nigeria, you live in any of Jamaica, whatever your place is. You live in Congo. But that's not your address. That is where we do earthly transactions. But you live inside somebody. You've been translated. Say amen. Bible says Enoch walked with God and he was what? He was not. He was translated into heaven. But his whole complete physical body was gone. But we, our physical body is still in this earth. But my spirit man, from where I operate from, is never earthly. And most of us, we are so used to earth sense. So when things happen, you are shaking. It is in this place you are not shaking. So you will see things happening all around you. They are not good, but you are solid. On the rock, we read it in Psalm 2. I mean, in 1 Samuel, chapter 2. We read it this morning. Did you not, or you forgot already? Somebody say, I'm not a forgetful hearer. Say, I hear the word of the Lord. My spirit hearing is perfect. Jesus says, let those who have ears hear what the spirit is saying. It's always in the spirit. Humans are designed to operate more from the spirit than from the flesh. That is what the maker has put into us. Say amen. That is your environment. Fishes, they swim very well in water. That is their environment. My environment is in the spirit. Say amen like you are taking it. Amen. What is your environment again? Yes. It said they that walk in the spirit shall not fulfill what? The lust of the flesh. But if you are not in the spirit, you will fulfill what? So where do you want to stay? What's your address? Under the shadow of the Almighty, that secret place. Somebody say, I'm there. Back to Psalm 91. I got to move because I have a lot to unpack. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go to verse 9. Because thou had made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the most high, what? Thy habitation. The Lord is my habitation. Colossians 1:13 says, we are in the kingdom, translated into the kingdom of his dear son. Inside his son is where we live. That's where you eat, you sleep. In him we live and move and have our being. These are not stories. This is a reality. If just follow the word of the Lord this morning, when you get home, you have plenty of time to meditate. Say amen. You have plenty of time to meditate and plenty of time to do your own homework and research. Say amen. Say, I live in God. Well, he lives in you. Where does he live? I ask him to come into my heart, to be my Lord and my Savior. So he lives in me. And now I also live in him. Hallelujah. Oneness. You've become one. Amen. Verse 11. Remember I told you read all of it by yourself. It goes up to verse 16, but I'm not doing all of that. He shall give what? His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. So when you live in this place, you have angelic assistance. There's protection. Hallelujah. So angels are not limited to you. They can come to you. Somebody say, I need angelic assistance. There are certain things you're not going to be able to do except you need an angel to come help you. May the angel of the Lord come and help you. They are messengers right from the throne of God. They're going to come and bring the right thing, and they will help. See, these are part of the tools that God has given to us. He's giving us his word. He's giving us his name. He's giving us his blood. And he's giving us his angels. Say amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's leave Psalm 91. Go to Psalm 27, verse 5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me where? In his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Who's the rock again? Jesus. Jesus told a parable. He said the rain came, the storm came, and the foundation that was not built on rock was what? All washed off. But the one built on rock stayed. He is the rock. Hallelujah. He's a rock. He's a living water. He's the same, that same rock that Moses had to strike for water to come out. All he needed to do was speak, but he struck. He struck it, but the water still came. He's a rock. He will set you on that rock. Say amen. Say amen. The Bible says, remember the rock from which you were hewn. So you were also created from rock. Hallelujah. I know it's a dust. You know when you grind rock, it becomes what? Handmade. Hallelujah. You are handmade by God. God said he made us. He didn't just only speak us into it. He said, let us make man. Then he made. So he spoke you and he made you. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my DNA is both spoken and made by God himself. So if you're made from God and God said, let us make man in his own image, everybody should, if you're 6 months in Christianity, you know this. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our own image and what? Likeness. So in whose image were you made? God's image and likeness. God speaks everything he does. And God made. Everything he spoke into existence. He spoke us in the spirit, then he made our body with his hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a masterpiece. That's why you are unique. No two people have your fingerprint. Somebody say, I'm unique. So the master designer designed you. You are one of a kind, precious gem. Bible calls us precious living stones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he sets us upon the rock. Glory to God. Glory to God. A place within a place. Make God your habitation. So once you surrender to him and you surrender your life to him, you now live in that place. Bible says he takes you. Translate means you have been taken from one dimension into another. You don't live in the old one anymore. That's why I say you are what? A new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. You can never be that old model anymore. You've been changed. Your spiritual DNA has been changed. You had the one that would die and never hear God again. Not just your physical, your spirit to die forever, but you will never die. You live forever. Say amen. Say amen. A place within a place. I'm not sure, you know, have you been with somebody when they are passing from earth to glory? You will hear them if you're there, and that person is a godly person, and they know God. Most times, you will hear them having a conversation with the other realm while they are right there with you. Has anybody encountered that? Yes. They're right there with you. Why? They've moved. They've shifted. They are now in a place within a place. But you don't have to be dying to be in that place. You can be there right now. Somebody say, I'm there right now. We say the scriptures. We are seated. Ephesians 2 tells you, say, we are seated. When I say some of these things, if you have the scriptures, you can just take it up. Ephesians 2. And you can read chapter 2 and read beginning of 3. It talks about you are seated where? In heavenly places where? In. Somebody say, in Christ. That is a place. You are seated in. So you are right here in church right now, but you are seated where? In heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6. He had raised us up together and made us sit together. Where is the Lord sitting right now? In heaven. So are you. Who is sitting there? Not your physical body. You've not been. You have your physical body still earthbound because it has a clay on it. This clay cannot move there. That's why you have to have a new body. He said, we shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. From mortal to immortality. So while you have mortal, this physical cannot go there. Well, a few people went with their physical. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meaning all things are possible. But most people, not up to 5 people, went with their physical body. Who can tell me who went? I mentioned one earlier before. Enoch went. Elijah went. And the other person is Moses, his physical body. The Bible says when he died, the angel came to contend for his physical body. So you can go to Mount Nebo today. That's where Moses was last place of his death. Go look for his body where he's buried. It's not there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in the new, I'll come to that later. I'll tell you, Moses showed up in the Mount of Transfiguration. God says you can't enter the promised land. But now that he's taken to a place within a place, he could show up. Hallelujah. Had conversation with Jesus. Elijah was there too. They are in heaven, but they could show up on the earth. And they were living witnesses. I'll give you those scriptures later if we get to it. Praise the Lord. You know, this is what you call preaching, because I'm teaching, but I'm really preaching because I'm just saying, you know. But you need to really love the word of God for yourself. Say amen. Amen. If you come to church and only church time that you can feed yourself, you will not be full. You will not be hungry. So the more you eat, the more you're going to be hungry. And you get more. Say amen. When we are together, this is called the place of activation. We activate and you go and you take it and you do what you need to do with it. Hallelujah. All right, let me take us to where I said Moses just now. Take me to Mark chapter 9. Mark 9. Praise the Lord. The computer still works. Praise the Lord. Mark 9. And there appeared unto Elias with what? Moses. And they were talking with Jesus. Take me to verse 2. Let me read it from verse 2 so you know it's transfiguration. It says, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter, James, and John. These are the witnesses. And leaded them up into a high mountain apart from themselves. And he was transfigured before them. Hallelujah. They just went to a mountain, physical, earthly mountain. Verse 3. And his raiment became what? Shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. Hallelujah. You could not bleach it ever. It cannot be bleached beyond that. It is on the highest level of white. Same clothes. You can imagine this robe I'm wearing and this cloth. Then going on the mountain. And then suddenly, this cloth is transformed before your eyes. That was not magic. That's being in a place within a place. Because they will wear white robe in heaven. Hallelujah. Heaven came down. Mountain was just mountain. A place within a place. They were there in a physical mountain, but the place that they really need to be showed up. Heaven came down. Hallelujah. Are you reading what I'm reading? And there, somebody say, and there appeared unto them Elijah, and Moses. And they were talking with Jesus. So these people have mouth. You mean you have mouth in heaven? You mean you have hand? They were talking, having a real conversation. Carrying on. These are the two people. Elijah's body was taken. You can read that. Okay, as I said, the scripture, maybe, okay, let me finish here, and then we'll go there. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to unpack a lot of things. So I'm talking about a place within a place. Regular mountain, hiking, just to go on a mini rest. So Jesus was really fit. Because those of you who've gone to Israel, they've shown you where the Mount of Transfiguration is. Even just simple hill, when you are walking in Israel, after a while you go, Jesus was very fit. They went up to a high mountain. Regular place. Here there are witnesses, verse 5. And Peter. Peter heard this and saw this happening. Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 what? Tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He didn't even say one for me. Let's make 3. If I can just be with 3 of you, let's not forget about his wife, his mother-in-law, and everything else. About ministry. Ministry is over. Let's pack here. If you were there, you would say the same thing. Because this is wonder. Seeing somebody transfigured before them. Hallelujah. Can this happen to us? Can he show up? I want to be in that place, within a place. just minding your business, thinking you're going for a regular hike, and God shows up. Not only that, some of the people who are resting for hundreds and thousands of years, they came too. Hallelujah. I bet Enoch would have said, I want to come too, but I'm sure the conversation they were having is about something they have to do later. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moses is the one that God, he saw God wrote handwriting. So you can imagine if his physical body was on the earth, people would go there and cut off his little bit of his dead finger and put it somewhere, say, this man held. See, he held what God wrote in his hands. I'm sure some people will go there and lick a dead body. Yeah, it's nasty, but people are weird. They go to where the dead is, and they go there, and they worship the dead. There are people who worship the dead. We worship a living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These are witnesses, so it's not a story. They were there. May God allow you to see the wonders of God. Say amen. All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The tabernacle we are looking for is his dwelling place. The secret place is the tabernacle of God. It's not the tent. Peter is talking, build a little tent. Let's build a little mobile tent here. No, you want a permanent tent under that shadow. That is my address. May you be in that place. May you be in that place. All right, Psalm 27, verse 5. For in the time of trouble, did I read this already? No. I did? Oh, praise the Lord. All right. So, for in the time of trouble, put that back so I've said it, so I'll just read it again. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me where? In his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle, shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Amen. All right, Psalm 31, verse 20. Secret place, tabernacle, I'm trying to say they are all the same thing. Psalm 31. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. From the pride of man, thou shalt keep them secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. That pavilion, that tent, that holy place. When you are in this place, when people talk about you, swear at you, send curses, send hex, send whatever they're going to send, it shall never touch you. Say amen. So no weapon. This is the place where it says no weapon. Isaiah 54, 17. No weapon what? Formed against me shall prosper. Why? You are in this place. Say, Lord, put me. Say, the Lord will hide you. He said, he shall hide them. We read just now from Mark 9, from 4 to 5, how was his name? I don't think I finished. Did I finish that scripture on Mark 9 on the transfiguration? 5. Okay, one more, please. Yeah, do. What happened to them? They became what? Afraid. When you see the glory of God, there's a different fear. It's not the fear that God say. You don't fear arrows. You don't fear pestilence. But we're talking about the awe of God. Knowing that this God is too much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why sometimes when his presence comes so strong, you cannot even talk or stand. You're just looking for somewhere to just support, something to support your body. Because your flesh cannot handle the spirit power of God coming into you. So we ask God to enlarge us. Say amen. Say, Lord, enlarge me. Lord, enlarge me. God will protect us from the strife of tongue. Hallelujah. Every tongue, you know, it's humans or demons. When you say things, it's what you say that demons use. So when you say things, when they say things and they hurl curses at you, say bad things about you, the devil now comes and uses what has been said. And especially when you say yourself, it makes it even work faster. Say, Lord, deliver me from saying bad things about myself and about others. Say, how do you know that? Well, Job 1 tells us, verse 5, Job 1:5. He say, and it was so. I go back to, yes, verse 5. I need just the bottom part, but I'll read all of it for you. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone, about that's Job and his family and his children, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all, that's his family, his children. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. If you keep on cursing and saying things against yourself and against others continually, that's what the devil now uses. So you need to go home, read the whole of Job 1. So this is the word that now gave entrance to Satan to show up. Job had a hedge. He was in that secret place. He always lived in that secret place. Hallelujah. Okay, let me read a little. I really don't want to spend time here. So let's go to verse 6. Let me read a little. And then, now there was a day when the sons of God came to what? Present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also did what? Came among them. He's uninvited guest, but he shows up. Because the time for him to be chained has not come. So he still has liberty to move around. And that is why the word of God says, be vigilant. Huh? For your adversary, the devil, is going to and fro looking for whom he will devour. So be vigilant. That's why you must stay in this place. Stay in this place. Stay within the place that is a place within a place, under the shadow of the Almighty God. Stay in the secret place, in his pavilion. In his protection, stay there. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Say amen. Hurt your family, hurt your business, hurt your ministry, hurt anything, hurt your physical body. Say amen. If there are arrows that have been shot, they shall be gone. In the name of Jesus. So they continued. So here's the accusation. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down. Now, let's read it quickly, read this. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? So he fears God, so he's living in that secret place. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou made an hedge about him? Hast thou not made an hedge about him? That's the secret place. Under the tabernacle, nothing can touch him. And about his house, and about all that he had on every side, thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Verse 11, here's the thing. Say, but put forth thine hand now and touch all that he had, and he will cause thee to thy face. Long story short, you can read the whole of Job, book of Job. It's a fascinating book. It's not just a book about suffering. So a lot of people don't open it and say, I don't know anything about Job. No, there are many secrets there. Hallelujah. There are secrets there that will keep you under the tabernacle of the Most High God. So I want you to spend time reading. Let me do one more verse. I need to get out of here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the word of God is so yummy. You can just pack on one of them and just have a good time in that small place. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Satan, okay, verse 13. Oh, I missed one, verse 12. I apologize. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in thy power. Only upon him put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. 13. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. So the story goes on. So the destruction came. All right, let's stop there with that particular scripture. The hedge is what I want you to know. When you are in that secret place, you have a hedge. You have the blood of Jesus. The boundary of the blood of Jesus has hedged you in. Nothing can penetrate it. Nothing can touch you except by permission. That's why I say when you stay there and you are doing things God's way, you are not living in that place within a place and Satan cannot touch you. He needed to go take permission from God to touch Job. But he was able to touch Job because Job continually declared fear over his sons. Job had no fear about himself. But he had fear about his children. May any fear you have over your children today, may it die. In the name of Jesus. Maybe your fear is about your spouse. Maybe it's about your ministry or your finance or your health. Any fear you have, the devil will use it. That's why the word of God says, fear not. So point hand to yourself and say, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Say it to your spirit man. You should feel it inside. Say, fear not. Fear not. Don't start going, fear not. Well, we know already you are full of fear. You can't even say it. He will take your fear and move you from that special place where God has put you outside. So once you are outside, you're a sitting duck. From sitting duck to what? You're going to end up in somebody's plate for supper. Say, death cannot eat me. Say, I'm uneatable. Why? Because you live in the secret place. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have a home. My home is in Jesus. You thought your home was that your address? Where did you sleep today? No, most of you slept in earthly places. And in that earthly places, you had nightmare. There's no nightmare under the tabernacle of the Most High God. It is sweet and delicious. Say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. From now on, I'll live in a place within a place. Yes, it's a place where God has held you. That's your home. Fish belong in water. Animals belong in the bush. You put an animal as a caged animal, he's limited. But when you put him in a jungle, he's free. He knows what food to eat. He knows what tree to climb. He knows how to find his co-animals. He knows the language to speak and he can join his family. Hallelujah. Fishes know where they belong. They can travel. You know now there are some fishes, they say, oh, they are only found in certain part of the world. Guess what? Those fishes have not traveled to another continent. They did not buy any airplane ticket. They swam. They found their way. They navigate. All the oceans of the world belong to them. What about me and you? We belong to God. He made us in his image and likeness, and we have to live in his environment. That's the only place where we survive and thrive. Somebody say, I'm going to thrive. So you must learn to live in this place that's within a place. It's not a new thing. God designed it so. Let's go back to the origin of design of where our home started. Back to Genesis chapter what? I'll start from 2, right? 2, 1 was the making and the blessing on both male and female. So all of us have it inside us. It's in every one of your spiritual DNA. Say, the blessing is in me. When man fell, God never removed the blessing. It's just that it will not work at how it's supposed to work. That's why Jesus came, said that the blessing of Abraham will what? Will come upon us. So we've been restored. So we have the complete blessing back. It can function now. Say amen. But let's go back to our home. Go to hallelujah. Go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 4-7. The original home for man, God designed it. Dwelling place. We're talking about a place within a place is our dwelling place. Amen? These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, and in that day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Verse 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to what? Rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. So this is the reason you needed a physical body. You were already made. Already. In the spirit. So your first part of your body was spirit. Chapter 1 tells us that from 26 to 31. Hallelujah. All right, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became what? A living soul. So that's he made us. All right, let us move to verse 8. I should open my scripture too. So, verse 8. Move on. And God did what? God made them and did what? Planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. That's man's home. The whole of Eden was not man's home. Verse. Next verse. And out of the ground, 10 says the river. Okay, you know, did I read 9? Okay, verse 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow what? Every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I'll do verse 10. The rest you can read on your own. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. So we know the four. So let's stop with that there. So God made the first home. Made man, provided a home. Remember before, I've made this statement before. Man is the last of the things God made. He made everything. So everything that you see in the heavens, in the earth, underneath the earth and the ocean, everything, they are all older than man. Man is the baby in God's family. Somebody say, I'm the baby. Now, you know the babies are always spoiled. So somebody say, I'm glad I'm the baby. So God can spoil me anytime. Praise the Lord. You're God's last born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you're special. Hallelujah. He made man, and when he finished making man, he gave him a home. There was no mortgage. He didn't have to go borrow money to buy anything. Man did not say, oh God, you know what? Please make me. No, it was God's idea. Anything that is God's idea, God has to sponsor. So God's going to sponsor my life. I know about you. Let him sponsor my life. I didn't ask him to make me. He made me. So I'm his responsibility. Say, Lord, take care of me. You know, we are family of God. Let's not make things more complicated. So Eden, God picked Eden. Why? Because it's a place within a place. God now made their home east of Eden. Did I read that to us just now? Put the east of Eden back. God planted a garden. No, not this one. Go backwards. Praise the Lord. Back again. And the Lord did what? Verse 8. Genesis 2. Read it out. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Who planted the garden? Did the man plant it? God planted it. And put man there. And God said there was every pleasant thing. We read all of that. All the goodies were all there. Everything you need in your life is in the home. So you need to ask God to put you back in the place where you belong. There is a place God has for us. Say amen. Yes, the fall came, but the fall has been restored. We fell short of the glory, but we are not falling short anymore. We've been restored to glory. Jesus paid the price. That's why he went to the garden. In the garden of Gethsemane, he prayed and he shed his blood right there. The garden has been restored. Hallelujah. Say, God, plant me a garden and put me there. So being in debt and not having the best nutrients for food has never been God's idea. Sin brought that, but now that we are back under this place, under the shadow of the Almighty, under his care, under this hedge, any food we eat now can have nutrients. There is a food inside the food. Hallelujah. Every food, God says, it is good. When he made the food and he made the tree, say, it is what? Good. When you are going to eat, you say, food, you are what? Good. That's living in a place within a place. Food, you are good. Say what God says. It must bring the nutrients out. Oh, my Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm trying to get out of earth dust living. Dust living will limit you. Somebody say dust living. Because that's what you've been taught from the time you were born till now. You went to school. They help you very well with your brain. And she sold more dust thinking back into your mind. It's called logic thinking. Doesn't make sense. If I can feel my feet on the earth, I'm fine. Well, this earth, from the time we came till now, it's not in the same position. It's been moving. Just like you don't feel it. If a lot of you know you have been floating in space, you're going to say, huh? But Earth is rotating in space. Hello? Glory to God. So when we're talking about you live in a place, this is a home. God designed everything perfect. He just said, don't touch one thing. Don't eat one thing. He didn't say, don't touch. Don't eat one thing. So don't live in that realm. We are free. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm free. I'm not talking about the fall of man today. I'm talking about the place. So living in a special place has never been man's idea. It's God. God has not changed how he does things. So it tells you, he that dwelleth, back to Psalm 91 again, he that dwelleth, I'm still going to be in Genesis, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. And I will say, he is my what? Fortress. And my refuge. Hallelujah. In God will I trust. Who will be saying it? God saying it for you or you saying it? So that's why I'm amazed. Some people come to church and they're sleeping in church. And I'm going, Why did you come? You should sleep very well at home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because this is the tool you need for your life. Your life is at stake, and you're going to need something to change you. And I need this for myself. Hallelujah. Let us move on. Let's go to Genesis, same 3, chapter 3. I'm going to read like 3 verses from there, and then I'm going to get out of there. 21, verse 21. Okay, here is God. Man has violated the word of the Lord. They, and they realize they have left their place. When they were in the glory, they did not know there was such thing as nakedness. But once you leave that place, because it's a spiritual place, they cannot see their own nakedness. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God made coats of skins and clothed them. This when they were hiding from God. And they sewed for themselves what? Aprons of figs. Figs is not going to do it. You need the blood. So this is where God is the first person to shed blood. He had to cover them with the blood. So Jesus had to come and be that same sacrifice. That's why the word of God said the seed of the woman. So the blood was shed, so the blood, his own blood has to come and take care of this. That's a different, complete teaching. But I want you to see this. Let's move on. 23. I'm going to read up to 24. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil, lest he put forth his hand and also take of the tree of life and eat and live forever. 23. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth out of the garden to till the ground from whence he was taken. 24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims, the flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So the garden is still existing. It has not disappeared. It's just that man is not allowed to go there. Angels were there to protect the way. But before that particular verse, the verse I want to look at is, I think it's verse 8. Did I read verse 8 of Genesis 3? Okay, Genesis 3, 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking where? In the garden, in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord and among the trees of the garden. You can be in a place, a place within a place. They've seen, they've eaten what God told them not to eat. They're busy hiding under fig trees, but God was there all along. God's voice was walking. So you might be in a place. So a place within a place is not something new. God started it. While in that garden, east of, remember God dwells in the heavens. The Garden of Eden is in the earth. It was not in the heaven. It was in where? In the earth. So God shows up. Man was not looking for God. God comes down to look for man. We're going to go back to original plan. Say amen. You don't need to be killing yourself to find God. God will find you. He knows your location. He knows your address. Even when they have fallen, a voice was walking. Say it was walking. Did you read that? The Lord was walking where? Is God walking in your home? When last did you hear his voice in your home? You must hear him. The voice walks. God wants to walk with you. Walk in your home and speak to you. Even in their fallen state, they could hear God clearly. Why? Because you are part of him. God loves his family. God loves me. And God loves you. And God does not want to hide away from you. They were hiding from God, but God wasn't hiding from them. His voice was walking. Walking in the garden. Remember, he planted the garden, he put man in it. So that's man's home. So God is interested in your home. And this is where we call the place within a place. When you stay in that place he has asked you to stay, he will show up. He will speak to you. They fell already. They could see here. Man was driven out. We read it, verse 24. But God did not drive them away from all of Eden. Just the east of Eden drove them from their home. What is Eden? Means pleasure. God has not driven us from pleasure. Oh, we couldn't even say amen. Because you believe pleasure is a sin. The Bible says it is a good thing to give praise to God. It pleases God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Sarah had to give birth to Isaac, he says, shall I still find pleasure? So God designed pleasure. Eden means pleasure. So God designed what? Who planted pleasure again? The Bible says sin is pleasurable for a season. May you not live in the sin season. May you live back where God belongs, under that tabernacle of the Most High God. Hallelujah. So man's home was always meant to be a place within a place. The flaming angels, the cherub, they stopped them. But what happened in the garden when Jesus died? Garden of Gethsemane. After he shed his blood, in that garden, the Bible said the angel came and strengthened him. So angels cannot come back to the garden. Man can stay in the garden. When Jesus died and he rose again, you can read that from John, I think John 20. I'm not going there right now. So you read about the resurrection. Who did they see inside the tomb? Angels? Did the men go in there? Yes. Did the angels Mary? Did Jesus meet with Mary in the garden? Did Mary saw Jesus in the garden? Yes, the garden has been restored. Hallelujah. You can come into his presence. Okay, if you don't even believe that, what about Jesus? Jesus breathed on them. 3 times receive you the Holy Spirit. Restoration. Somebody say, my restoration is complete. But all this were happening in a place. They were not happening in the air. May God visit your place. May the place that looks so ordinary all of a sudden change to become somewhere special. Say amen. Say, Lord, visit my home. Visit my life. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let me fast forward. There's so much I want to share with you, but I'm just going to go to 2 examples. This has happened to so many people in the scripture. So there were so many examples that I had when I studied it. That people, what are the examples? A lot of people lived in that realm. Abraham lived there. Did you remember when he was going to sacrifice Isaac on the altar? Do you remember that? What happened? He looked up and God, he saw a ram. Where did the ram come from? He was there all along. Rams don't keep quiet. They baa all the time. Baa! And this ram was caught in a thicket. Why? God, Abraham spoke from his mouth. The son asked him, where is the sacrifice? We have the wood, we have the knife, we have everything. Where is the sacrifice? He said, the Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. That's why Abraham is called the man of faith, father of faith. Why? He was under the presence of God. So the presence was speaking something that's going to happen. And God showed up. the ram in the thicket, a place within a place. The ram was there all along waiting for the sacrifice, but until Abraham lifted up his eyes, did his part as his hand went up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can read the whole chapter 22 of Genesis, but look, verse 13. Thank you. And Abraham lifted up what? His eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. That's why we play the shofar, the trumpet. Hallelujah. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for what? A burnt offering instead of his son. God provided. The angel of heaven stopped him from doing it. Angel was there all along. He was just in a place on the mountain, on Mount Moriah. God said, I will show you the place. That's why you need to read the whole chapter so you can get the whole story. But the part I want you to know is that God provided. When you are in the place, within the place, God will provide. But go to that place where God tells you. What did he say? He that dwelleth. My address is his dwelling place. The ram showed up. He had the sacrifice on Mount Moriah. That's where the temple is. Hallelujah. This is thousands of years later, this is going to happen. But yet, God was doing something. Just on a mountain. I'll show you. They said there were many mountains. God said, there are mountains of Moriah, but I'll show you which one. He showed him. He was going to obey. God said, give me your son, your only son. Give him as a burnt offering to me. This is the son he has waited for over 25 years to show up. From 75 years, God has been saying, old. God has been saying, you're going to have a seed. You're going to have an Isaac. Then the Isaac came, and God said, give it to me. Just like you've been saving all that you can save, and God said, give it to me. He gave the sacrifice. Bind his son already. Didn't tell Sarah. Can you imagine, tell Sarah, you know what we're going to do today? This child you've been waiting for, and now you're old, you've passed the age of burial, and now you got your miracle. Guess what I'm going to do with your miracle? I'm going to go. He didn't say anything, he just went on a stroll with his son. So as fathers, spend time with your children. Say amen. Hallelujah. He was an old man. Old man was still climbing mountains. May God give us strength. Place within a place. The angel was there. They were all watching all along. God was quiet. Just like you are here right now, God is watching you. Angels are watching. They're waiting for a command. But you have to say it. God, provide yourself. Let the redeemed say so. Say something so that the heavens will be open and be able to do something on your behalf. God honored Abraham's word. He will provide himself. Place within a place. The ram was there. Looked up. Why? My help comes from God. Psalm 121 verse 1. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from God who made heaven and earth. Abraham lifted up his eyes and he showed up. It happened to Hagar. Hagar, the same thing. Hagar, who had Ishmael, became troublesome. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, said, get out of here. And God told Abraham, listen to your wife. Get them out of here. The seed I promised you is Isaac. But God said, I will bless Abraham and his seed. Ishmael is Abraham's seed. So they were in the wilderness crying. This is Hagar. Hagar, the Egyptian woman that was mocking her mistress. And what happened? As they cried, she got to the water she had. Everything was finished. And she's crying. The Bible says, as she cried, God heard the voice of the lad. It was not the little baby that was crying, the little boy. It was not really a boy. It was almost a teenager. This is happening. praise the Lord. Crying. Bible says he heard. And God heard the voice of who? Let's read one verse before this, 16. So you know who was crying. And she went and sat, this is Hagar, and sat down over, this Genesis 21, 16. And she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and what? Wept. Verse 17. And God heard the voice of the lad. Who was crying? The mommy was crying, but the mommy was not under covenant. But the seed is. Covenant seed. Hallelujah! All my seed are under covenant. So if I cry, God hears. The mommy that was not under covenant, crying, and God said he heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? As if God doesn't know. He's watching. He can see. He can see the problem. Just like when problem shows up, you go, God, where are you? Yes, he's seen it. Don't know anything, learn something from Hagar today, begin to cry. Wambulance. Somebody called the wambulance. What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. If God hears the covenant child. Yes. Hallelujah. Your voice is not useless. You have the voice that God can hear. Anyone crying right now, because they are crying, God will be hearing your own need. The child needs water. The child was not crying. He's being a child. Just like children, the parents are going through all kinds of hardship. Children are still playing. They are still breaking dishes, spoiling things. And the parents are struggling to find money to complete. They're having a good time. The child was just sitting over there. But the mother knows if this child does not have water in the next few hours, something can happen. 18. Are you going to try to round up? I couldn't even get close to anything I want to share, so but you got something. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him what? A great nation. Next verse. And God opened what? She was a place within a place, and she could not see it. God opened her eyes, and she saw what? A well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. The provision you need is in the place where you are. But until God opens your eyes, you'll never see it. May God open your eyes to see. May God hear your cry. And may the answer that you need show up. Every answer is coming from God. God open her eyes. Bible said the angel from heaven spoke. That's the angel of the Lord. So what he's speaking is speaking God. Hallelujah. May God provide for us a place within a place. That's a woman that is not under covenant. And God could hear her because she just loves her child. When you have love in your heart, God will hear something. Because love connects to God. God is love. It's a like term with God. God will respond to himself. God always responds to himself. When he finds himself, he will show up. May you be somebody who allow God to indwell you. And God will show up. Hallelujah. I got to stop there. So rise with me. Let me pray. I have plenty, but you God, there's a place within a place. May you go into that place. Father, may you transport every one of us. As you have prepared the shadow of the Almighty for us, may we enter that place. This place of hedge. this place of protection, this place of provision, this place where you show your miracles, and the mount of the Lord shall be seen. You are the provider, God. Provide for your children. Provide for us. Restore our home. Restore our dwelling place. Restore us, O God. Restore, restore, restore. Restore our spirit man. Restore our spirit man to know where we belong. That we dwell in a kingdom. And in this kingdom we dwell in a son. The son of the living God. The awesome provider. The miracle worker. The life giver. The spirit of God dwells within us. May our spirit wake up and dwell in this home you have given to us. That we will call upon you, remembering who we are and remembering that God will show up. Put us in this place that is within a place. That when we eat, when we sleep, when we are awake, we are living in this place that is within a place. Under the fortress, under the shield, under the buckler, under the tabernacle of the Most High God. Under the pavilion of the Most High God. Under the hedge of his protection. Under the boundary of blood. We live in this place. Place of safety. Place of healing. Place of deliverance. Place where we are set upon the rock. Christ Jesus. Lord, we bless your holy name. And we thank you for your holy word. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Give God all the glory. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glorious God. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team. As the worship team plays, let's get our offering, our tithe ready, and get ready for our communion. If you are sick this morning, you can take your healing. You are where God is, there cannot be sickness. So if the sickness is there, you have a right to say, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. I am restored. I am made whole. You begin to do that. What that means, you are reversing. Restoration is like restore. It was stored before. You're restoring it. What was depleted, you're putting it back. So restore back to complete health. Amen. Some of you have already given. So if you've not given, this your time. You can get your communion ready. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, before we take our communion this morning, those of you heard the word of God, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is a good time to say, Lord Jesus. Those in the air, those watching on TV, YouTube, wherever you are, here in church, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart. And those of you backsliding, you can come back to that dwelling place so that your hedge is intact. And if you've been talking a lot of rubbish because you have issues, you can stop today. So this, let's do that so that we can now take the communion, so the communion will work. So let me say with us, everybody can say together, say, Heavenly Father, I commit myself to you. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Fill me through and through. Cleanse me from every unrighteousness. every iniquity, every sin. Cleanse my life. Restore me back to the original state that you intend for me to live. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit. Be the one that I hear your voice walking in my life. In Jesus' name. Say amen. All right. We can forgive everyone who have sinned against us. Say, Lord Jesus, I forgive everyone who have sinned against me. I receive forgiveness. In Jesus' name. Take of the bread and eat. What did I say today in the message? I said, you are a covenant child. God heard the voice of Ishmael because God said, I will bless all Abraham's seed. You are also the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. So God will hear your voice. Your covenant. Covenant means it was cut in the blood. God had a contract with man that he will never leave us or forsake us. The blood of Jesus. As you take of this, if you are sick, be healed. If you are confused, go back to your rightful mind. In the name of Jesus, any weapon formed against you, cancel now. Heal, restore, make whole. Your finance be restored. Your health be restored. Your family be restored. Your joy be restored. Your business be restored. Your ministry be restored. In Jesus' mighty name, take and drink. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Give him praise. Give God praise. You know, if you want God to show up quickly with your situation, when you praise him, God can't help himself but to show up. He inhabits the praise of his people. May God show up. When you go home this afternoon, may God go before and behind you. May you know that you are never alone. His presence is present for you. Stay in that place. Eat from that place. Go to work from that place. Make a practice of it, and after a while it becomes your second nature. Say amen. Even when you drive in the street, you are under influence. Not alcohol influence or drug influence, you are under the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost never cause accident. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He guides you correctly. Say amen. Well, you have a blessed afternoon. The service here tonight, Apostle is going to be here preaching. So come back and enjoy more. May the Lord go before and behind you. May the Lord keep you, preserve you, pour his anointing on you, and shine his face upon you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody?